The gospel lesson is found on page 903 in your Bibles. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to Lord Christ. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we can come together as your people to worship you this morning. We do come to sing your praises. We are grateful that you make that possible today because you have made us your own. Father, help us to hear your voice speaking to us as your children, knowing that you are working to shape us and mold us into the people you want us to be day by day. Do that work in us now, that it may become evident throughout all of our lives in the days ahead. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Well, if you haven't picked up on it yet, you'll notice that we're having to do a little improvising this morning for various reasons. And one thing I wanted to start off by saying is, because I wasn't in the office every day this week, a few details got overlooked, such as what's listed as the sermon title for today was actually from about 2 months ago. And I just wanted to mention that's not today's sermon title. Today's title is Busy Feels Better. And hopefully that will make sense as we go on. It does seem to be a pretty common mindset these days that busy is better, especially when we have inactivity imposed on us in various ways, such as what I experienced this week after my surgery on Monday. I was told by more than one person not to plan on going to the office the next day. And I have to admit, there's part of me that just made me want to go to the office on Tuesday morning that much more. But just to be clear, I didn't make it until Thursday. I know, I'm such a slacker. What can I say? I was also thinking, this being some peak time for vacations, I've been thinking about how people have different approaches to vacations. Some like doing nothing other than sitting on the beach. Others, like me, can sit for a little while, but it's not long before I'm digging holes in the sand or going into the water to play. I like to explore, to see what's down the way and around the bend. Checking out the boats in the marina is okay, but it's even better to go out sailing. For me, that is making the most out of vacation time. We do seem to live in a time when there is a high value placed on staying busy. That being busy with many activities is somehow the measure of a person's significance. I love the story from the 1950s. After the then Milwaukee Braves won the 1957 World Series, a sports writer asked the Braves pitcher Bob Buell what he was going to do next. And he replied, "I'm going back to Saginaw, Michigan, and help my dad." And the writer asked, "Oh yeah, well, what does he do?" And Buell answered, "Nothing." I love that. It's hard to imagine that being said by anyone these days. Well, today's gospel lesson reminds us that our idea of busy is not always better, even though it may feel better. that what looks like inactivity or laziness to one person may in fact just be a choice to occupy oneself with different things or in different ways. Martha was a busy person. I'm sure from her perspective, she was just being responsible, you know, taking care of things that needed to be done. It's been suggested, and I would guess it to be so, that Martha was the older sister, you know, the responsible one. In her mind, having visitors in your home required certain social conventions. To neglect the conventions would be irresponsible, inconsiderate, inhospitable. For Martha, that would be unthinkable. Mary was not the same kind of busy as her sister Martha. She chose to be busy with other things while the opportunity presented itself. Sitting at Jesus' feet was not laziness or irresponsibility, as Martha seemed to think. Rather, it was a different focus, a different priority. Mary saw this as an opportunity for unique time with Jesus, which she did not want to miss. For Mary, that would be unthinkable. Well, what did Jesus think about all of this? We're not given any specific insight as to why Jesus was at their house on this particular occasion. The village of Bethany, essentially a suburb 2 miles outside of Jerusalem, is not even mentioned by name. It just has a certain village. We do know Martha and Mary, along with their brother Lazarus, were close friends and followers of Jesus. And so this is probably not Jesus' first visit to their home, nor would it be his last. It seems that this was just a stopover along the way in the course of his travels. Jesus saw this as an opportunity to spend time with friends, and he did not want to miss that. For Jesus, that would be unthinkable. Well, as for his take on the contrast between the two sisters, we can only surmise from Jesus' own words what he thought. Martha is described as distracted, with Jesus observing that she was worried and bothered about so many things. As for Mary, Jesus said, only a few things are necessary, really only one, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Understand, Jesus was not so much proclaiming a harsh rebuke of Martha as he was saying, in effect, Martha, put down the cookie tray. Come sit with us for a while. Well, in thinking about how all of this fits together for us, I can't help but think of the passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 where we're told, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. You all know the passage that's followed by the extended list of various ranges of life experiences, among which, based on today's lesson, we could legitimately add a time to be busy waiting on guests hand and foot, and a time to be busy with sitting at our Lord's feet listening to what he has to say to us. Depending on our personal proclivities, we may struggle with recognizing the time in different ways, even coming to have an impact on our attitudes toward one another. If we are Martha types, always staying busy with our responsibilities, we can miss opportunities to simply spend time with Jesus. Encumbered by a growing animosity toward those who seem disinclined to stay busy like us. While our staying busy with familiar things may feel better, we are actually being distracted from the good parts. If we are Mary types, always staying busy with our personal devotions, we can miss opportunities for serving other people, failing to recognize that sometimes there are dirty dishes needing to be cleaned. We can become resentful of those who point out such necessities, missing the connection of how there is sometimes a direct line from the good part to the other things. Which brings us back to what we have talked about in previous weeks regarding walking by the Spirit. Both seeking and following the leading of the Holy Spirit throughout all of our lives. In the context of today's conversation, to recognize how to use the time given to us for His purposes. How to busy ourselves to recognize when it is time to sit at the feet of Jesus. And to recognize when it is time to stand and serve others in His name. If anything, today's lesson helps us realize the sitting and the standing are connected. Time with Jesus prepares us for time with others. Well, this past week, because of my surgery, I've had numerous reality checks. Without going through the whole long list, and it is a long one, I do want to mention one thing. And there's part of me that wishes this wasn't true. In the busyness of all the details of recovery, I found myself worried and bothered about so many things, while at the same time neglecting the good part of spending time with Jesus. It was sometime on Wednesday that it occurred to me I had not taken any time for my usual devotions for a few days. I'd come to miss that focused time with Jesus. While heeding the reminder, I came to see the impact on my perspective regarding my time with other people. While hugely appreciative of all the practical assistance that I've been receiving this past week from you all, I began to see beyond the surface to the deeper place of relationship. You see, we heard about it last week and we hear about it all the time. Loving God and loving one another go hand in hand. To hold them apart can lead to all kinds of distraction and animosity. But to busy ourselves with loving the Lord will lead us to busy ourselves with loving each other in the right way. If you ask me, that is the good kind of busy. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, each and every day we have the same number of minutes and hours, the same number of seconds. And you allow us the freedom to choose how we are going to fill that time. But Lord, in the process, you also bring into our path opportunities. And we ask that you would help us to see those things through your eyes, to recognize the opportunities to spend time with you in quiet devotion, in listening, and enjoying your fellowship. But also to recognize those opportunities to stand up and serve other people in your name. To know that as we do that, we are sharing with them who you are. Father, we want to be faithful in that way. We simply ask that you would empower us with your Spirit to be so. We pray it in Jesus' name.